America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. These are the rankings, guys, we've been waiting on. I do believe the Dogs will be number two in these rankings. But, Mike, this is how it's going to happen. Reverse order from 25 to number 7. Right? They'll take a commercial break to broadcast, reveal the top six. And then in a 12-team playoff world, you know, obviously it's what we care about. We want to see who the top four teams are, and then from there on. But they're going to do this in reverse order, and it makes sense. It's drama, right? That's right. That's what they're trying to build.
And as we said, for the first time in our lifetime, Alabama has two losses.
No, just under Nick Saban and now under Kalen DeBoer. I'm curious to see how Alabama comes up. Do they have them where the coaches poll and the AP has them at number 11? Do they move them up a little bit? Does BYU get some love? Some of these other guys, you know, the non-traditional players, right, that we've seen, like Indiana. Sometimes the strength of schedule stuff is an issue, but I think it's going to be chalk. You brought it up earlier, Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, Miami, and then for the most part, Carl, will everything will sort of play itself out. But I'm just a little bit curious to see where does Boise State come in? Are the little guys really going to have a share of the big table? Are they going to be at the kids' table for Thanksgiving?
Right now, there are six teams that have an 89% chance or better to make the college football playoff. Right? That means they're pretty much getting in. Oregon, Ohio State, Miami, Texas, Georgia, Penn State. Now, you're going to say, well, Georgia beat Texas. That's not what we're talking about. But based on the rest of their schedule and their opportunity to get into this 12-team playoff, those are the six teams right now, according to Sportsline, that have the best chance of getting in, Mike. And so then you say, all right, well, what about Notre Dame and all these other teams we've been talking about? BYU, Boise. Well, Boise's going to get, if they are the G5 team, and again, that's outside the Power Four, which it looks like right now they probably will be, but they're going to get that other bid. That's five teams with the conference champions. With that said, guys, this is the first one. I think, Mike, just to mess with this, they could easily put somebody else in number one and just say, yeah, Oregon, you look good, but we know you're undefeated, but this is the number one team right now, well, just to tick people
but
off.
But that's the thing. Remember, this is it's at the end of the day, like tonight. I mean, there's other things going on in the world, but this is a big TV show, and the whole thing is designed to be the best TV show. And they usually do seem to throw a few wrinkles in. Years past, remember Baylor and TCU? That's, you know, we're talking the old Baylor, old TCU.
Sure, sure.
But they've always had some stuff that kind of leaves people scratching their heads or going, okay, to get people fired up. To me, like I said, how do they have Notre Dame? That's another monkey with a wrench, right? Notre Dame always finds a way to weasel their way in because of their cachet. And right now, you know, they've got a ranked win over Louisville. They did beat that Texas A&M team. That was big. But then Texas A&M goes and turns around and loses to South Carolina. A bunch of teams have, like, no margin for error. Like you mentioned earlier, like Texas A&M, Clemson. And then you get to the teams that, let's be honest, there's still a lot of work to be done, and they can still find a way. I mean, there's still a chance SMU could be the ACC champion and knock out Miami in that championship game.
Yeah.
And then it would be a one-loss Miami, which would still be in at large because they've had some exciting wins this year.
Mike, if it is just that, a big TV show, projected CFP first-round games. And again, this is the first week. We got four more weeks. There could be L's and things that play out. But just imagine this. Texas would get a home game against Boise. Boise would be the 12th team in, right? They get that automatic bid. But Texas at home against Boise. That's 12 versus 5. Ohio State taking on number 11, Alabama.
Right.
Ohio State gets the home game in that scenario in Columbus. Notre Dame in the playoff taking on Tennessee in South Bend. These are all attractive games, right? When you start looking at Penn State at home against Indiana. Now, that would be obviously the Big Ten. But remember, the Big Ten has like 18 teams now. Everybody doesn't play everybody.
Right. And do you feel that we are going to – would you think they're going to give you the conference rematch, or are they going to get exotic and take teams cross-country or north-south?
See, that's what would make it fun.
Right.
I think that's what makes it even more interesting.
Like Texas A&M has to go to Penn State or something like that.
Yes.
By the way, I stand corrected. Miami does not have a win over a ranked opponent. So
no.
A one-loss
no.
Miami – might not be in. Call me crazy.
No, you're right.
You know, it just so stay tuned on that
well,
one.
Well, it's like Indiana. We right. talked about it earlier. If they don't beat Ohio State, yes, they have a one loss against Ohio State, but it's the only ranked team they've played on their schedule.
Right. Now, Georgia, by the way, goes up against Ole Miss. What's your gut telling you right now? What's your spidey sense? You know, we got a few days to go on this one. Do you think this is going to be another high-scoring affair?
Look, every time I've been nervous, whether it was Alabama, and rightfully so, because we said Kirby's got an Alabama issue, and then obviously they lose that game and they let Bama jump out on them. Mm-hmm. Texas, first time you've played there since the 30s. Yeah, okay, I'm a little nervous. They handled it. I have to believe, Mike, that they're going to go and handle this in Oxford. I just feel like, you know what, with all the things we're talking about, and Carson not being perfect or not even being really good in the first halves, I just feel like they're going to be able to handle this. And here's the difference. This is what happened with Texas. And Randy Mack and I were talking about this today. Because he was like, what'd you think? Because we were talking. He was on vacation. And I said, you know what? All week long leading into that Texas game, Georgia had been there. And even though this isn't the same group of guys, the culture is built. So you're in and around this all the time where you're looking up, Mike, it's recent. This isn't 10 or 15 years ago. And I think for Texas, it's like, okay, we think we're good, but we hadn't been here lately. Ole Miss, Mike, we think we're good, but the culture is not there. It's different. And I'm not saying they can't beat Georgia, but that ultimately helps you overcome a lot of these situations when you feel like, hey, we're able to handle this.
Well, you know, Georgia's tight game against Kentucky all of a sudden got validated when they beat Ole Miss.
Yep.
And then Ole Miss gets into a shooting match with LSU, and then they just couldn't finish the deal. But Jackson Dart can throw for a lot of yards. I just think, you know, Mykel Williams, Jalen Walker continue to just get the heat on the quarterback.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.